This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Brian Papoon. The Columbia Improvement District plans to introduce a Tigertown tailgate zone in downtown Columbia. The setup would close down local streets during fall weekends. Sports fans would also be able to drink alcohol in the streets inside the marked area. Tigertown organizer Greg Steinhoff says he wants to calm local merchants' fears.
Missouri moving into the SEC, there will be literally thousands of more visitors to Columbia, and so it's the reason we're doing this. We want to see the downtown businesses benefit.
Protest flyers were apparently taped to vendors' doors Wednesday morning. In 2011, Missouri experienced its worst drought season since the 1950s, causing a shortage of grains and lowering the quality of feed for livestock. Extension climatologist at the University of Missouri, Pat Gannon, says the impact was felt hardest in the western part of Missouri.
Some locations in that part of the state saw less than an inch of rain in 60 days.
Associate professor of soil science at Missouri, Randall Miles, says the drought will have lasting effects on the state.
Forage that we need has been severely depleted, as well as the quality of it has been lowered.
However, Gannon says consumers, farmers, and livestock owners could benefit from a winter with little frost, but he also says that rainfall this year will be critical to yields and consumer prices going forward. The Fulton Public Schools superintendent says there won't be extensive cuts to the district's budget for the 2012-2013 academic year. Superintendent Jack Coward says class sizes, transportation plans, and current staffing will remain the same as the previous school year. This comes after 3 years of cuts to the district's budget and an overall $2 million revenue reduction since 2008. Coward says that's due to cuts in the state funding.
50% of our revenue comes from the state, and we just cannot make up that kind of revenue locally to continue our operation if the state doesn't have funded.
Parents are particularly upset with fewer activities and course offerings because of the cuts in recent years. Coward says the district may ask the community to vote on a tax levy sometime in the future to maintain the quality of education in Fulton. The State Redistricting Commission created new boundaries for Missouri's 34 Senate districts when it voted to approve a map preliminarily yesterday. The new map places Boone and Cooper counties in the same district. Senator Bill Stouffer represents District 21, which stretches from Booneville to Odessa. That district will be losing three counties, but will be gaining three other counties as well.
It's kind of like losing one kid or gaining another, and that's. But I think overall, as far as the 21st district is concerned, it's a fair map.
According to Stouffer, some of the new districts will not be as fair.
Just looking at it, I'm sure Cooper is going to be disappointed. You got a small county joining a very large county in Boone.
The redistricting is to account for the population shift and growth in the state. Despite the changes in Mid-Missouri, most districts will appear to have minimal adjustments. MU Extension will premiere a documentary about the life of Elliot Battle, a longtime educator and counselor for Columbia Public Schools. The film Battle, Change from Within, will focus on Battle's role in desegregating both the Columbia Public School System and the community as a whole. Wanda Brown, Assistant Superintendent of Secondary Education, had the opportunity to work with Battle at Hickman High School. She says that while he was incredibly impactful on the children, his relevance in Columbia goes far beyond that.
He and his wife were one of the first couple to move into an integrated neighborhood in Columbia, and they were just outstanding role models for all children and for this community.
A screening of the film will take place tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in Cornell Hall on Mizzou's campus. For KBIA News, I'm Brian Papoon.